know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, coming to you live from Rochester. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelmin. We will kick this show off, joined by the Browns' fourth-round pick safety from the University of Northwestern. I guess it's Northwestern University. I shouldn't say University of Ibrahim Campbell. Ibrahim, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate that.
So right now you're in the midst of your first training camp as a rookie, getting ready for the season. You got one preseason game under your belt already so far. How has it been going?
It's been a great time. Just the opportunity to play this game at the highest level and then learn from some great guys in the Browns secondary that were here when I got here. It's been awesome.
What's been the biggest transition, from college to pro in a very short time that you've really been like, it was a little bit of a shock for you to overcome, but now it's becoming second nature now that you're in the middle of this training camp?
You kind of know, expect everything to be amped up a little bit, whether it be physically or mentally, but I think the mental jump was a little bit bigger than I anticipated. I think I'm more than capable of handling it, but it was definitely a little bit more than I anticipated, and I look forward to the challenge of trying to fully comprehend and grasp everything in our defense and on the field.
It certainly helps, you alluded to it in your first answer, to have that veteran presence here, Dante Whitner, kind of the guy that's working, you're working with. How has that been for you to kind of have someone who's, you know, been to three straight Pro Bowls, is considered one of the best in the game at what he does, as kind of your mentor and role model?
Absolutely. Any opportunity you get to kind of learn from those guys, whether it be watching them on film or if you're next to them on the field, asking them any kind of question just to get any kind of feedback on what something you're doing or something that you didn't understand, that opportunity is invaluable, and you have to take full advantage of it while you have it. So, and that's what I'm trying to do while I'm here.
How exciting has it been to play in this Jim O'Neill system, which is, you know, in their second year, and they're getting into some of the graduate level stuff, which might have been a little bit more of a stretch for you to grasp, but just the freedom, and it seems like the excitement that Coach O'Neill coaches with every day, and then the complexity of the defense that allows you guys to play press man and allow the guys up front to get after the passer and therefore force some bad throws for players like yourself to be able to make plays on the back end.
Yeah, I've got to say it's a very fun defense to be a part of. The flexibility and the things that you're able to do from the safety position, it's a huge range, and to be able to kind of, whether it be make plays, getting sacks, interceptions, big hits, or anything, the defense sets you up for those opportunities perfectly, and I look forward to being a part of it.
Ibrahim, nobody played more snaps than you in the preseason opener, 49 on the defensive side of the ball. What was it like for you to kind of get that first taste of NFL experience and to be out there so much? Did that allow you to kind of settle down?
Any opportunity to get to play football, you take advantage of it, and I was grateful to be able to play. I wasn't counting the snaps; I just happened to have the most. But I was having fun out there, you know. You haven't played football in so long, and to finally get back into the season, and then at the highest level, and kind of something you've been thinking about and dreaming about for a long time, and to finally be there, you just enjoy it, and that's what I was trying to do.
Nathan's referenced it just a little bit, of course, the opportunity to learn from Dante Whitner, but how does it feel to have a Cleveland Browns organization seek you out via the draft and almost put you in a position based on, you know, where Dante Whitner is at in his career and where you're at as a rookie to essentially become the heir apparent at the strong safety position for this franchise for many years to come?
I mean, it's a great feeling at the moment. I mean, I can't really look too far into the future at the moment. I'm just trying to take full advantage of the knowledge and the opportunities that I have around me, and they're great. And whether it be Dante, Joe, or Gibson, I'm just trying to seek knowledge at this point. You know, as a rookie, I can't really be too picky, and that's where I am right now.
It's unusual that the Browns have three secondary coaches, three defensive back coaches. Obviously, you have Halfley kind of overseeing everything, and then Aaron Glenn and Bobby Babbage split up amongst the safeties and the corners. But has that been very helpful to you to know that not only do you have these veterans to lean on, because you're right, you've got Joe Hayden, who's been very good, Tremont Williams has been very good, Dante's been around for a while, Gip's a Pro Bowler, but you also have, you know, that wealth of knowledge from the coaches and so many, so that you kind of get that dedicated time with them. How helpful has that been?
That's been extremely helpful, especially just trying to understand different schemes of the game and different schemes within the defense. The coaches are all extremely important and valuable in that process. And then I think the Tashawn Gibson and then Witt and all those guys are just more helpful, like, on the field and kind of, you know what I mean, they've experienced a little bit before and have a little bit more insight into some of the different things within the defense. So to have those two combined, it's extremely, extremely – it's a blessing, really.
Have you worked at both safety positions or primarily just at strong safety? And if just at strong safety, how do you envision the Browns utilizing that position, or how have they been teaching you? Is it more you're going to be in the box, you're going to be doing more run support or more coverage, or you're doing everything? They don't like to define it.
Yeah, at this point, I've been doing everything, and that's something that they kind of seek out in their safety is just the versatility, because you don't want to ever be one-dimensional, then because at that point, you become predictable, and that's something that this defense isn't, because we do so much with this defense that you can't ever become predictable, and I try to just – you understand the defense better when you can do more also, so that's kind of why I've been trying to – branch off into every aspect of the defense as much as they'll allow me to.
Yeah.
One key factor, as I mentioned, making that transition from the college game into the pro game is you were the man at Northwestern, you know, playing all those snaps, all those tackles, all those great plays, and now you're going to be forced into a backup role and have to play a significant role on special teams. And I just want, you know, take us inside the building, or was it your agent, you know, speaking to you about the role and the effort that you're going to have to put into special teams, you know, along with defense to help solidify your spot on this roster?
I just from playing this game for so long, I understand the importance of every play, and I think I know, I kind of have been able to see that any opportunity you get on the field, you have an opportunity to make a huge play, whether it be special teams, defense, any play, and that's my mentality and my approach coming into this season. I look forward to every snap that I play, whether it be defense or special teams, and I think I'm capable of making plays, whether it be special teams or defense as well.
Did you play a lot of special teams in college?
Not too much. Most consistently, I played on kickoff.
Kickoff, and then now here with the Browns, they have you. I've seen you get some time at personal protector in the punt game. That's a nice responsibility, and that says that they certainly think
trust
very highly, and they trust you a lot right out of the gate.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's something that I was fortunate to get.
Let's go back to yesterday. We talked a little bit about, you know, the intensity of that practice and how it kind of started off, how you guys seemed to pick up the intensity as it went on. Compare that for the listeners, though, to from a training camp practice in Berea, this joint practice with the Bills, and kind of the mindset going into especially this one today after yesterday may not have gone how the team wanted, and then a preseason game. Like, if you could kind of rank those in terms of intensity.
Yeah, the intensity was pretty high, as it always is in camp. The competitiveness is extremely high. It's a high level of competitiveness, but I would say here it's just a little bit more chippy, just because you're not as familiar with the opponent, and you kind of gotta earn their respect and different things like that. And then, I mean, it's hard to compare it to actual preseason game, just because you're not actually tackling, because you're gonna like be going at them actually on Thursday. So we're not gonna get into that yet, but it's kind of just gives you a glimpse into the personnel going into the preseason game.
I know Coach Pettine talked about when we had him up on the Dog Bowl on this very same show, talking about just the emphasis is a little bit higher from the Orange and Brown scrimmage, which takes you outside of Berea, outside your element, as these last 2 days or yesterday and today will be as well. Do you mentally, as a player or players in that locker room, feel the same way when it's kind of like a different setting? It's not out, you know, kind of on the grind on the practice fields in Berea, that it's just a little bit different, and that you take a little different approach in your execution, the tempo, and the physicality of those practices and potential, you know, scrimmages?
It's definitely a little bit different in the fact that you have to kind of focus on kind of blocking out the distractions a little bit more. It's just you have to focus in a little bit extra, just because you know there's a lot going on outside of what's going on the field, and you have to kind of be able to block that out and focus on your job on the field so that you're successful.
So going into this camp, you know, you come in as a rookie out of Northwestern. Who have you really bonded with on the team? Did the young guys kind of stick together, or have Dante kind of taken you under his wing? Who have you kind of like bonded with on the team?
The team has been great. Just the DB group in general has been awesome. Some of the younger DBs, Pop Saunders,
Pop.
Charles Gaines, and then Pierre Desir, just some of the guys that I kind of just been around. I mean, everyone, it's been great. Just sharing any kind of tips and knowledge that they can at any point.
We hear that Dante's the best trash talker on the team, but I imagine Charles Gaines as a rookie is pretty impressive in that category.
Charles Gaines is a pretty good talker. That's something that he's really good at.
Does confidence come along with that as well? Because I know as a DB you have to be extremely confident with a short memory. So I would imagine Dante's comes from experience, because he's backed up his talk with his play, And at this point, you know, Gaines, he's just extremely confident coming out of college, and that's why he talks. And I hope someday his play actually backs up his talk, because if he does, he could be very good in this league.
Yeah, I believe he has a great potential here. But, I mean, he's just a talker. He's one of those guys that you know he's going to talk. You're going to hear him before you see him.
Do you do a lot of talking out on the field?
I'm not much of a talker on or off the field.
You're doing a good job in here today. Our guest right now, Ibrahim Campbell, the rookie safety out of Northwestern. When you come into this type of a situation and you know, you were drafted, so you're obviously thought very highly of, and you're in this room with veterans and Pro Bowlers like that, is it tough to go from being the guy, like you were at Northwestern, to coming in and trying to find your niche kind of in the NFL and on this team and where you fit in terms of leadership? Because we know we've heard so much about your leadership at Northwestern. That's one of the reasons the Browns were so attracted to you. You know, is that an interesting transition? Because a lot of times you think about just the on-field transition, but there's got to be kind of a locker room transition too, going from being a leader to, you know, somebody coming and finding your place.
It wasn't for me. I think that's more of an ego type thing. I never considered myself to have that big of an ego to where I'm going to feel above or below anyone at any point. The biggest transition for me was probably just on the field, just having to kind of think about things a little bit more than you did, a lot more actually when you first get here. You're not able to play as fast and things like that. But the adjustment, it's just a process that you're kind of expecting and just trying to deal with as best as possible and just trusting that your work and everything you put into it will come out positive.
You do a lot of covering in this defense. Who's been your toughest cover on the Browns so far?
I got to say that Barnage has been pretty tough. He knows how to use his size pretty well.
Crafty.
Has really good hands, yeah.
Crafty, big play Gare. Under the radar, big play Gare, but not for long. He's not going to be under the radar for long.
No, he's not. No. Not in this offense.
Not in this offense. Well, Ibrahim, we appreciate all the time. Thank you much for being here with us tonight. Good luck tonight going out there and kind of cranking it up against the Bills before you take them on Thursday night at First Energy Stadium. That game will be broadcast on ESPN National Television. Not bad, huh? National TV. You got a little extra something for national TV, like an extra wristband or a little extra flair out there that you guys are going to go with?
Not that I know of.
He's not talking on the field or off the field, so he's not going to put an
he's
extra
not putting
player.
On the extra.
Not as a rookie.
Not as a rookie. They liked it, though, in the primetime.
So Charles guys, might.
Oh, you might get your
Gaines
different shoe. You might throw a different shoe out there. You know, Joe Hayden doesn't mind paying the fines in the preseason.
If he was playing,
he'd come in the camo tights. Exactly. The Thursday night last time.
That's Joe Hayden. He didn't have Joe Hayden money yet.
That's right. Well, Ibrahim, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck to you, and welcome to the Browns. Certainly happy to have you on the team.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll kind of get back the show rolling again. Still to come, Kevin Jones. He will be with us at 1:30 previewing, talking about his article, ClevelandBrowns.com, what to look for tonight when the Browns and the Bills hook up at St. John Fisher College. And then, of course, we've got Scott Petrak coming your way. We're going to hear from Travis Benjamin. We're going to hear from Tremont Williams. Zagern Wilhelm, live from Rochester, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.